This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
What is going on with these tracks? I don't even know. I love the ending. Sorry. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Access All Areas.
It's FUBAR Radio with Lizzie Gundy.
And Stephen Legg.
How are we?
Well, I've had a pretty crap day, to be honest.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Why?
Taxman issues.
Oh, don't.
Yes, I know.
Talk to me about it, baby.
But it's fine. We're not going to get upset about it.
But can't you do it against it? You've had your nails done, beard trimmed.
Unfortunately, national insurance doesn't work like that, apparently.
No. Does it not?
So anyway, that's been my day.
I've got a great accountant if you need one.
Okay, guys. Probably need it. How have you been?
Well, I've had a rather great day. Great news. It's karma.
You're glowing, Missy.
It's all karma.
I mean, I have to say.
I tell you what, just sit back, it will happen. But do you know what, folks? I'm very excited. Though 10 things happened tonight and nearly stopped me from getting here.
What were they?
Right, on the way in... A funny little trolley went into the road and nearly hit my car.
Oh dear.
Like from Tesco's, where it came from nowhere.
Right.
Nearly hit a pheasant.
Oh God.
Because I came from
countryside
the country.
Living.
And then as we came, a milk van nearly went into me. It shouldn't have been about. Then an ambulance on Baker Street. Do you want me to continue? Broken down bus and a child running in the road. I could go on, but I thought I'm never going to get
But
here.
You made it. Oh, here dude. You are.
In five
And you
seconds.
Are glowing. Today, Lizzie, I have to say, you look like you've had some excellent news.
I really have. News I've been waiting for, but just wait and it happens.
It's all good.
I'm very excited, actually.
And you should be very excited because we also have a very good show coming up.
Well, we've got incredible show.
Yes, we have the wonderful, gorgeous Kirsten Waring. Kirsten Waring.
Now, do you want to talk a bit about Kirsten?
Yeah, so most of us may recognise her from EastEnders from a couple of years ago. And very recently she was talking, there was a story in the press about how she had drunk a lot of Coca-Cola.
She lost her old dumb...
And had some teeth issues.
So, did she actually lose her teeth?
Well, that's we'll find out.
Well, when she smiles and she walks in, we'll know.
But she is going to be in the new Idris Elba film, 100 Streets. So,
I mean, he is the man of the moment. Possibly the new James Bond.
Possibly the new Madonna's boyfriend.
I mean, that's weird. She's 16. How old is he? 45?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I need to know this.
Well,
he's quite sexy, though, isn't he?
He certainly is. But, I mean, you know, it's not, you know...
Okay,
I doubt it's true.
It's a hell of a movie to be in.
Yes, it is. So we're going to speak to her about that.
I need to get the gossip about that.
And she's not the only person. We've also got Roshan and her daughter Ria from who are on Pride of Britain.
Actually, they were unbelievable, weren't they?
Yeah.
So they're coming. I'm so excited. Did you watch
They're going to be on the
Britain?
Phone. Of course I did.
I mean, I was...
Well, to be honest, through the tears, I mean, it's not really... I'm not one for emotions, Lizzie. Mm. I'm not one for emotions.
Vorders is looking younger by the minute.
How does she do it?
Don't know. I need to
Who's
ask
her surgeon,
her.
Lizzie? We need to know.
How dare you? It's all natural. No, I have to say, what about her surgeon was actually on stage, saved her life. She
oh, well,
had sepsis. I mean, that was
sepsis and a tight face are two different things. And then
oh,
we have...
He's in a bad mood. He's bitching today, folks. Watch it.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's true. And then at the end of the show, we have Bianca Lake in the studio. You may know her from Big Brother in 2014. But
yeah,
she's doing some other exciting TV projects coming up.
She was a very controversial character.
She was. Lots of boobs in faces.
Boobs in faces. That's what I like, if you may have noticed. They're covered
up. A woman
up.
After your own heart.
They're covered up.
But we get a little bit of time today, Lizzie, to actually have a showbiz chat.
We can have a showbiz chat. And that never happens. Let me just tell you, Stephen, I'm so jealous.
Why is that?
Because today he is wearing a Kim Kardashian facial badge. And I want it.
Yes, my friend got it for me in Australia.
And her hair is on one side.
Her hair is on one side,
just
like the Kandi
want.
Way. Yes, I mean, I've gone for a casual look today. So I've got a little Kim Kardashian badge on in honour of her return to social
one.
Media.
Can you send me one for Christmas?
I'm going to Australia at New Year. Maybe I'll try and buy you one.
Thank you.
I won't be able to do the show, though. That's the only bad thing.
Well, I'm away myself, didn't
What are we going to do?
With Bruno Tonioli. We're away all for Christmas.
Gorgeous.
Yes, it's a showbiz Christmas day I'm
having. Speaking of Bruno Tonioli.
Yes, darling.
I was down at Strictly last weekend.
Ooh, show off, get you.
I know, right? I went with my sister. We had a lovely time.
Yes.
And we saw Anastasia go out. What do you make of that? It's about time, right?
Okay, I'm going to shoot from the hip.
Go for it.
I don't really feel
like
there's chemistry.
Anastasia.
No, I do like her. And I think what she's been through is incredible, very inspirational woman. You know, and I actually have met her before and I very much liked her. But I don't feel there was chemistry with Brendan. And I don't think they were bringing the best out in each other. There was something that wasn't... You can tell Ali Ash and Daisy Lowe, they genuinely like each other.
Yeah,
you can feel
get
that.
Get on, have fun.
I don't know what it is.
I think Brendan's just a difficult character, isn't he?
He's very nice to my boys when I see him out.
I have
Charming.
To say, every time I've met him, he seems very nice. But in a professional sense, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to call Lulu.
Oh, the
She's my friend.
They did not get on, did they, during their time on,
they didn't get on.
On Strictly. But,
listen,
you know.
We can't get on with everyone. That's life.
That's true.
I get on with most people. But,
but there's
really
one
is funny
or two.
That people that try and shaft me get shafted in the end. I don't know what it is. Cutthroat Cundy.
Cutthroat Cundy. Don't want to get on the wrong
don't.
Side of her.
I'm a very good friend, but not a very good enemy, let me tell you.
Honestly, she's got me on. I'm terrified of her.
Yeah, seriously.
She makes me run
side.
To the bar, buy her drinks. I tell you, it's a nightmare.
Oh, don't know who bought these ones. Not that I'm drinking alcohol on the radio.
No, absolutely not,
Gosh.
Is it? Professional.
Ribena, I'm like the gorilla. It's Ribena.
Oh yeah, 5 pints of Ribena.
5 pints of Ribena, I'm happy. So darling, it is what was Strictly like? So tell me, what happened? So
it was a long old evening, I'm not going to lie.
Your bum actually starts to hurt.
Your bum does start to hurt.
You see, I'm going in a couple of weeks. I'm going with, we've got some great guys we're going with and friends of Bruno. And I'm just worried whether to put a padded pants on.
Padded knickers.
I've got my J-Lo bum. I might wear it because... Your bum actually starts to really
hurt. And we were next to two pregnant ladies. We were in good. We were in the press seats, which are right by the stairs. So we got the opportunity to have some little interactions with the judges. And
did you chat to Bruno?
He didn't come out on that side, unfortunately.
Oh. So were you near the front?
Very well. We couldn't be any more near the front. We were like two rows back.
Wow.
It was good. It was a good good.
You're showing off again.
I know, right? I can't help it. Yeah, do you know what I want? A little bit of backstage information for you, though.
Okay, come on.
Judge Rinder, very needy. As he was coming off, he was desperate for the crowd to speak to him and tell him well done. He was literally looking at me and my sister, waiting for us to say something to him.
Did you put a thumb up?
I did put a thumb up, funnily
enough.
See,
I know you so
well. And he went, thank you. Like that.
Oh, bless him, Judge Rinder.
I think he's really using it as a confidence booster. Because maybe people know him as a bit of a bitch on Judge Rinder.
Well, he plays the part very well, but I met him quite a few times and he was so sweet and he said, I should have done your case. Get it in writing.
You don't want to be on a TV show, though, do you? Do it with
with Judge Rinder?
Personal criminal issues going.
Well, I might with a coming up case. I could possibly. It could be quite fun.
Okay.
I'd revel in it with my hair.
Is that the
possibility, darling? Never say never.
Okay.
The celebrity Judge Rinder show should happen.
Oh, that's an interesting.
Aisling was on though already.
Aisling's been on before.
She took someone from Big Brother who owed her money.
Hope it's not Bianca.
£250. Yeah, it could be Bianca. We'll ask her. Money for those big melons she has. I can't wait to see them.
Well, not in the flesh, hopefully.
I'll show her mine. She shows me hers.
I don't want to see either of yours. So.
No, you saw enough last week as a little red devil.
Oh. Pictures went everywhere, Lizzie, may I say.
Online. Have you ever seen Lizzie's outfit? Has she gone too far?
So last week, if anyone was listening, you may remember that there was a long period of time where we were playing lots of songs because Lizzie and our guest Gemma Lucy were busy getting themselves dressed up like slutty devils.
Hold on, it was Halloween, folks.
It was Halloween. Absolutely.
And I wanted my horns on and it made the show fun.
It really did.
I'm sorry you had to look at places you didn't want to look at, Stephen.
I just couldn't take my eyes off it, Lizzie. I mean, it's mesmerising.
You see, darling, you're a very lucky boy. There's many men that would love to be in your suit.
True.
What a shame
Lizzie Cundy and Gemma Lucy. I'm sure there's many men that would be interested. Not
but
me.
Can we get back to Strictly?
Yes.
So tell me, who did you enjoy watching and who was really good that you didn't think was good?
I really enjoyed Greg Rutherford, as did everyone else in the crowd. No one else got this thing that Craig Revel Horwood was going on about him it being a show dance and all this stuff. Granted, I don't necessarily know what a rumba is, really.
No.
But I thought it was one of the best of the night, and he gave it a 4. That was quite shocking.
I mean, that was bad. But what about Ed Balls? Because I have to say,
closing the show,
I watched this with my mum. We were in hysterics.
It was good.
We've been out, so I had all my family over for the weekend, and I said, Mum, we love Strictly, so I said, come on, we've got to watch it. And my mum couldn't stop laughing.
But he's actually a good dancer, right?
What, his stiff leg, though. It was so stiff. Like, even like a broom was there. I was like, what
a
about
witch's
that?
Broom for Halloween week.
Oh, man, it made me laugh.
I have to say, I think he's very good entertainment value, but I don't know how much longer he's got left. You know what I mean? I think we're getting towards the end now.
Yeah, but he's fun. He's fun factor. He's at wearing thin, like Honey G.
Go on. What do you think about Honey G and Gifty leaving old X Factor this week?
Watching X Factor, I was devastated for Gifty. I met her when I went and did X Factor Live, and she was without a doubt the most talented there, and genuinely lovely girl.
What do you
as
think
well.
It was then?
Wrong choice of song, 100%. Simon admitted that. When she sung it, I thought, what is this? Why would he choose that for
three
her?
Fifth Harmony songs?
Why would he choose that?
We know
that?
What's going on there, right?
And I think she knew she wasn't happy. I think she'd voiced that she wasn't happy. She wouldn't even look at him. I mean,
Gifty
had the hump.
She certainly did.
Even the next day on Lorraine, she still had the hump.
But good. I think it was necessary. And people are calling her out saying she was unprofessional now. Excuse me. She went on a show and she was a clear favourite to win.
She could have won.
And
those.
Something happened between bad song choice, good competition that week. There were some other good people who hadn't been
Listen,
good before
let me
like
tell
Emily.
You, that four of diamonds don't interact together. They're never going to be little mix.
No.
I hope they could be, but they don't interact. They haven't got it.
They've got no like stage presence together. They're just four solo singers.
They don't own
the
stage. They're just like standing singing on their own.
Yeah.
No. I was really cheesed off. I was going to say another word.
Well, the good thing is with these things is sometimes the people that go out early can make a massive success of it. Look at Jennifer Hudson. She was on American Idol and has gone to become an Oscar-winning actress.
One Direction never won.
One Direction never won. Ollie Mears didn't win. You know, it's not always the be-all and end-all.
Yeah, but Gifty is a bit at the end. It, you know,
well,
she
wouldn't even make
further.
It to the tour. She wouldn't even make it to the tour.
Yeah, and she deserves to be on the tour. Yeah. I don't. There's some of them that I'm not keen on. That's Zara.
Zara Alto.
No, I don't enjoy her. I know she's a bit Lady Gaga-ish, but
she's clearly someone who wants to be famous because she's tried. She's done The Voice Finland. She tried to enter Finland for Eurovision. She was constantly putting out cover versions of songs on YouTube. She wants to be famous, so there's no doubt about that.
No, she's annoying. She needs to go. Okay.
I mean, we're very opinionated this evening, Lizzie. What's happened?
Well, I've got my
faith invigorated
in God and good over
good triumphing over evil.
It is
good.
True,
and it's true. It does.
I'm a good person, and
but usually you won't go so out on a limb. But this week you are going for four of diamonds.
Four of diamonds, you're gone, man. Yeah. You're bringing me down.
That's
talking
true.
Of which, Bear's coming on the show.
Who?
Bear.
Stephen Bear.
Stephen Bear. What has happened to him since winning that show?
What is he coming on the show tonight?
Not tonight, Josephine, but he's coming on. Just thought I'd let you know. Scotty T. Lovely little tweet from Scotty T. He wants to. He's not been invited. He's now invited.
Great.
Scotty T's going to come and tell us the real story.
Get them all down.
He's bringing me a pair of jeans as well because he's got some jeans.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's always a bonus.
This segment is heading in a direction I was not expecting this evening.
Can I ask you, though, at Strictly? Mm-hmm. We're going back to Strictly.
Yes, go back.
When it's a long show, I know.
It certainly is.
But
was
there anyone there? Did you think, God, they are dreadful? They should not be in. I know Ed Balls isn't the best answer, but was there anyone where you thought?
I stood up for everyone. I applauded everyone.
Wow.
And I was one of the only ones that stood up for Anastasia. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Polite?
No, I really enjoyed it. But then I'm seeing it from a different angle from the telly, aren't I?
And from the judges, who do you like? I mean, Bruno was always entertaining, isn't
very
he?
Very good. I'm a massive Darcy Bustle fan.
Wow, okay.
I just like a pretty lady.
Oh, do you?
Well, you know, not in that sense.
Well, yeah, you like her.
But I like her. I like, she gives good comments. You know, she is critical sometimes.
Do you
sometimes.
Think she's better than Alicia and Arlene Phillips?
Arlene maybe not, but definitely Alicia.
I'm glad you said that, 'cause she's coming in next week. I'm tricking you. Yeah, it's interesting when you're there, though, because did you get to go to the bar afters?
They don't let journalists in there these days. You get to go.
Of course.
As the fabulous...
Well, I'll fill you in for when I'm there in the bar.
Oh, well, great. Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Craig likes to go in and socialise. He chats to everyone. He's very, very sociable.
I bet he is.
He's not the nasty judge in real life.
No, I mean, you can tell that, though. You can tell that. They're chatting away with the audience, having fun.
No, it's fabulous.
I enjoy Strictly. I would recommend anyone to go. It was a good, fun night. But be prepared for it to be a long night.
A long night.
And then me and my sister went out. I met a nice man.
Did you?
Did. We only chatted. Nothing going on.
Drum roll, baby!
This never happens, either.
No.
So, yeah.
Where? In Elm Street?
In Dalston.
Oh, God, it's a bit rough. Sorry if you live in Dalston. Nothing wrong with it.
That's where Gifty's from.
I love Gifty. I thought she was from Kingston.
Nah, Dalston. Right, should we play a little track?
You can do whatever you wish.
I'm going to play your favourite track of all friggin' time,
what
Lizzie
is
Candy.
This?
Chainsmokers.
Yay!
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
moon is the day I met you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
Chainsmokers there, and our first guest is in.
We're rabbiting away.
You're already rabbiting away.
Sorry. You've got headphones if you want. You don't have to wear them.
You don't have to bother, Kirsten. Kirsten Waring.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
She's looking great.
Yeah, I've got a very fab jacket on. I'm not going to lie.
I've got a bit of a green mermaid style jacket going on. It's Christmassy. It's like before Christmas.
Yeah, it's very Christmassy. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm really good, but I'm just... If I do cough in this interview, do you excuse me? I'm getting over this blooming cough at the moment.
That's all right.
I don't want it.
Someone muzzle her quickly.
Cough. You've had a busy old time,
yes,
my darling.
Yeah, I have.
How amazing. I mean, we've got a lot of listeners that want to be actors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did it come about for you to start off? Because it's a very hard profession, isn't it?
Yeah, extremely hard. Yeah. God, how did it? Well, a struggle, really. I knew at the age of 7... I wanted to be an actress, and I did Lambda exams from the age of 7, which is what we were just discussing,
yes,
about
my boy,
your boy,
is, yeah,
is at Lambda. Mm-hmm. But I was doing the exams, and then my parents didn't really take me seriously because I wanted to get an agent until I was sort of about, you know, 21. And then I went to Italia Conti school, Sassi school. I did theatre for a year to the public when I was about 17. And then they took me seriously, and then I went to drama school.
Well, that took a long time for them to take you seriously.
Yeah, I know.
We like, take me seriously.
Like, Jesus, what more do I have to do?
Exactly. And then, yeah, I went to Lee Strasberg in New York, and I studied there for 3 years.
Well, what was that like? Was that different to here? Why New York?
Because I went to apply for the school in London and it was shut down, so I ended up in New York, which was
there you go, that was the end of that dream.
Yeah, so no, it was great. Yeah, it was great to be in New York, do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
how was the acting? To be honest, it was, because it's method acting. Yeah, when I walked into a class, I was like, oh dear, what a bunch of nutters.
Because what is the method acting? Because this is what Al Pacino, isn't it? And Marlon Brando.
They went to the same school. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And explain that method. They really take on the role, don't they?
It's yeah.
Like,
well,
live it.
Basically, it's like if you don't use it, you lose it. And that's kind of what's happening now. So I want to, you know, I'd like to do another course. I'd like to go back and study at some school. It's something I want to do. But what I remember from it is, yeah, you take on the role. Like, you sit, they sit there and they kind of like hypnotise themselves. They don't literally hypnotise themselves, but they go into relaxation for 2 hours. And then after 2 hours, for another 2 hours, you're thinking of the sun on you.
Yeah.
I sound like a real nutter now.
No, that's totally it, right? No, that's how it works. Yeah, like, so, and then you get yourself into that character, yeah, so then and then you're going
that's,
for
that's
it.
That's how you start with something small, yeah. Thinking about like the warmth, for instance. So you start actually think,
like
convincing
you're feeling
yourself
hot.
That you're hot. I need to take a layer off. I'm really hot here.
I am hot.
If I take this off,
we'll all be in trouble.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the basis of it. But I do still use it as far as, like, you know, something like the take. Yes, I was drinking vodka every morning because I was playing an alcoholic, Jackie Jackson. But that was under the director's permission. And he said, yeah, that's fine. So at 7 a.m. or whenever I was on set, God. I was taking a shot of.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but
vodka.
Did that not affect your performance that you couldn't remember lines mm-hmm. or...?
No, because I didn't get obliterated.
I knew.
It was
you
just to get
limit.
The kick. Yes. Yeah, it was just to get
it's
the
not
kick.
Bad. I do that.
Good idea. Yeah. We're doing it right now, Lizzie.
I do that every day.
And then obviously EastEnders came along.
Yeah, that's correct.
So when was that? That was
2012, Christmas 2012.
And right. What was that like? Because
it's 1 year, yeah.
EastEnders, right. Such. I mean, obviously, everyone mm-hmm. knows EastEnders. Was mm-hmm. that something you wanted to do or so from.
Do you know what? I never thought about what I want to do. I just kind of roll with it.
The job's just come along.
And it, yeah. You know, if I'm working, fantastic. But EastEnders, it was... I had been for an audition for EastEnders before.
Oh,
and
really?
Something like Phil Mitchell's wife or girlfriend, I don't know. But I didn't get it anyway. And
I was lucky escape.
And EastEnders, basically, they offered Christmas Day. Now, even if you don't watch soaps, or especially EastEnders, you certainly watch it Christmas Day, don't you?
You know how big it is.
Everyone just tunes in.
Yeah.
Christmas Day is the day to watch it.
Exactly.
It can be terrifying.
So they offered that, and, you know, and they offered a big sort of, you know, explosion.
Oh, wow.
Of... you know, a secret wife. So, yeah, I mean, why not? I mean,
great,
you're joking.
Role.
Absolutely. I jumped at it.
And you were in that for a year, is that
one
right?
Year, yeah.
And then now...
But was that hard? Because when you're in EastEnders, mm-hmm. you get a lot of press attention, don't mm-hmm, you? And mm-hmm. the tabloids love mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm. But was that quite tough to deal with?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock. Don't get me wrong. It's if it was the second time round, it wouldn't, you know, I'd be fine. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely fine. But yeah, it was a bit of a shock. I mean, you know, I was used to kind of doing Top Boy and and yeah, you get press, but they're just literally speaking about the film.
Yeah.
And so it was different. But I'm glad because I've taken you know, a positive from a negative, and you learn. It's all a learning process, and so, you know, it's like, bring it on now.
And a year is good as well. But a year is a good time because you can experience what it's like to work on such a busy
Absolutely.
Set and do all those kind of mm-hmm. things, but you're out of it before you get tied to it forever.
I've got a story of EastEnders.
Go on.
Did you know I was in EastEnders?
What?
I used to do acting.
Are you Tracy the Barmaid?
No, I was Mark Bannerman. Do you remember Mark Bannerman?
Yes.
The Marco Brothers?
Yes.
A mad girlfriend. Okay.
Really?
But you know what, like, filming is like, you have to wait around forever. And
yeah.
I was like, what am I wearing? And then they brought me in a bikini. They said, this is what you're wearing. And thank the Lord, I'd had my bikini line done the day before. Because I was like, holy smoke. And Wellard did a poo.
Oh, God.
And I was sitting on the grass.
Oh, dear.
And it was a big... I remember going, oh, my God, he's in the set. But it's like... You know when you walk on that set, it is weird because you're so used to watching the show.
And it looks a lot smaller.
It is a lot smaller. That's what I found when I did it.
Yeah, it was a lot smaller. And also the shock, I remember, like, the shock was like there was a massive Christmas scene with practically everyone in it. And it was just so fast.
Yeah.
And I really thought they'd left people out. I was like, have you got their reaction? Have you got... And they're like, no, this is how fast it is, you know, because I was used to working...
Yeah,
you know, ridiculously slow sometimes, and another take, and I'm like, God, haven't you got it? You know, like, I swear, I'm drained.
This is the one.
I can't do anymore. So, yeah, But then you get used to it, and that's very nice. That's a bit of a luxury, yeah. isn't it? When you work, they
well,
work that fast.
It's so quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And is it weird with learning the lines? Because it is so quick. You like, next day, you've got to be there on set.
Yeah, it's yeah, but quite. I think it's. Yeah, it's great because I've learnt for auditions, you can learn things pretty quick now. So I put that to use. But things are repeated a lot because you are that you're that person. So you're saying the same things. It's like, I'm sure you say a certain a phrase that you say all the time. Yeah. People say certain phrases, don't they? Do you know what I mean? Or they do certain, they've got certain things. So, you know, it does become a bit easier after being there for a few months.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And now you've got a nice big Idris Elba thing going on.
I'm in love with him, but he wants Madonna.
Yeah, that's true, right?
I love him. He is incredible.
I saw that.
So, 100 Streets.
I'm a massive fan of Madonna's.
Are you? Yeah.
Well, maybe one day you'll get to meet her now.
Yeah. No, so I was thinking, let's get to meet her.
For those that don't know, Idris was linked to Madonna last week. Just around the corner from where I live, at York Hall, in Bethnal Green. They were caught snogging at the
Bethnal Green.
Bethnal Green, mate.
I hope she's going to turn up now to the premiere.
You never know.
Now that will be great. That'll
she's
be
in
great.
London at the moment. Yeah. So yeah, 100 Streets. Tell us about it.
100 Streets. Well, yeah, it's about basically different groups of people: Gemma and Idris, like you know the high class society. I'm East London, but normal sort of East London, not like really.
Yeah. Gritty, yeah, like, crime
in England. Exactly. And then you sort of got the ghetto-y side. But we've all got our problems, which I can't obviously tell you because that's
the story.
And we all sort of pass, you know, cross each other's paths because we do live in such a, you know, London is a small place and you do sort of cross paths, but sort of not knowing it.
Everyone goes down those pubs and, you know, you see East meets West sometimes. You know, it's that kind of vibe,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that sort of thing. So there's not too much I can really say about it apart from really see it. I mean, it was, you know, I'm just so pleased to be part of it, you know.
And is he amazing? I mean, he is an amazing actor, obviously, but is he, as a person, as wonderful as he... Because he seems such a nice guy,
he's
normal.
He's really nice, yeah. He's normal, yeah. He's completely... He's completely approachable. He's completely, you know, he's very cool, very, very normal, just with a hell of a lot of talent. He's a normal person, which makes him
really, fantastic,
pretty cool.
Could be the next James Bond.
He could be.
Why not? I wish he was.
Well, yeah.
Madonna would want to be in that one. She would have been in one, James Bond.
That was not the best of roles, though, was it? Madonna's cameo in Die Another Day. I don't know about that. We can move on from that, poor Madge.
She's not the best actress. Great singer, performer, but I don't know about her acting. But
you have done so much. You've worked with some incredible people over the years, haven't you? Who's, like, been the ones that have really stood out to you and you've maybe learnt stuff from?
Oh, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, yeah, I was blown away by him. But because
why was that?
Was he not? He was Oscar nominated this year, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, he was.
Just unbelievable talent. What is it?
Because I said to him, you know, like he was the one that I stood back and went, "Whoa, I really need to learn from you." And you know, you're an inspiration. And again, a very normal guy, very very normal and approachable. And I just said, "How do you do it?" And he just, I don't know. He was just like, I don't know. I mean, basically what I meant by that was, how are you so natural? He is like, you know, when he was playing a detective or what, it was like they picked a detective.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, could act.
It was crazy. I'm not saying the performance was really over the top and dramatic. It was just so natural.
Yeah.
And that's what really made, you know, me sort of go, whoa. You know, you're an inspiration, like...
Yeah.
Bow down to him.
It's with acting, you have to be so natural. People sometimes do acting and they're all kind of showbiz hands and over the top.
And that's the hardest thing. And people think that you're not... They think, well, that's really... They're not doing anything. They're just being themselves. But actually, when you've got a load of cameras around you...
Yeah.
To redo a scene or something you've just done... Most people will put on an act. It's quite hard to be natural. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because naturally, when you've got cameras, you kind of act up.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you suddenly know there's cameras.
I know. And that, I will never forget when I was actually doing OK TV, And I was doing it, and they said, "Is she really over the top?" And the guy went, "No, she's just like that all the time. That is her." I remember going, "Thanks a lot." But you just have to be yourself.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah,
very hard when you've got cameras.
It's like me saying, like, we've just had a discussion now. It's like, then we're actually on a set. Well,
yeah,
and then you go, right, now do it, and exactly how you did it. It's like,
yeah, yeah, you're like, I can't.
People
like,
start performing. Well, I don't really think you should be performing. You
should be
yourself. Just being natural.
So you've got the premiere, is it next week, this week?
Yes, on Tuesday.
Oh, exciting time. Yeah. You've
fantastic.
Got a dress picked out.
Yes.
Always like the
dress, if you haven't for me, I'll get you one. But you've got amazing. Yeah. I'd wear that jacket, actually.
Yeah.
If not, I will.
Yeah, yeah, I've got a dress.
So the premiere is going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that side of it? The premieres,
the interviews.
It is a bit, I do find it all a bit nerve-wracking, to be honest, and, you know, and I think that's because I am completely being myself now. Well, it's funny, if I'm, you know, as I said, if I was putting on, you know, a character, I don't even see the cameras. I'm weird like that. I block them out as if they're not there.
Yeah.
You know, and I can scream and shout and break down and I don't care who's around. But yeah, when I'm myself, I'm a bit more self-conscious, yeah. But I do like it. Of course I like it. Being on set is probably my favourite part. But yeah, of course I like it.
It's nice. The couple of times I've done a bit of running in my time on some ITV dramas and stuff. And it is actually like a real family atmosphere, isn't it? Like, that's the thing that people don't realise about sets. It's not just like in and out.
No.
People actually, you're talking to the lighting guys, you're talking to the makeup. Yeah, like, yeah. It's a real nice atmosphere.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, because it becomes kind of like a big brother house, really. You know, you're living it and breathing it. But the weird thing is, when it's rap, and I mean rap for the whole thing, that's it. Some of these guys you don't see again, or you see again at an event a year later.
Yeah, it must be weird, because you probably all say, "Oh, we're staying in touch."
Yeah,
you
do. But then you somebody's never do. On the next job, or somebody's got to go here, or you know how it is. But during that, even
time.
If you're filming, 2 month period or whatever you're filming, it's so intense. Mm. It's like,
you're like family, aren't you?
Yeah.
It is mad.
So what else have you got coming up after this is done? Anything you can talk about?
Nothing I can actually talk about. There is actually, I've been offered something today, a film today, but I can't speak about it.
But that's exciting.
But that's weird, isn't it? That you get these, they come in and
Do you have to audition? Or do they say you'll be perfect for this role?
Half and half. Like, today I was offered a film.
Wow.
All about negotiations, really, and, you know.
Yeah, that's the difficult. That's the same with all jobs.
Would you go to Hollywood, though, and live there and try and do it? Do a Catherine Zeta-Jones where you think, right, I'm taking
you
off.
You look like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Really? Oh. I love you.
Queen of Wales.
I haven't got a Michael Douglas, though. I like them young.
True, well, yeah.
Is that a Willis Jackson?
No, that was awful.
No. That's quite good. But would you do that? Would you just say, right, I'm going to Hollywood, I'm going to try and break it there?
Would I do that?
So this movie could do it. I mean,
this movie's coming out in the US. It's been sold to the US. So I think, don't quote me, but it's definitely January, but I think it's the 13th off the top of my head of Jan. Mm. It's my first American movie. Like, not American, it's a British movie, but my first movie that's been shown in the States.
Awesome. You never know where that might lead.
That's a TV show.
They will love you.
Do you?
Yeah, I really feel
really?
It.
That is so nice.
No, I really do.
I know what you mean, though.
I made friends with this girl now.
I know, but I really feel
Lizzie
you
and
do well.
Really? Yeah, that's really nice of you.
But that's the nice thing with when it's, and it takes on a life of its own. You never know where it's going to lead, right? You could end up in LA this time next year, or you could be doing the same thing.
Because all my family are now in Los Angeles that I met 2 years ago, my grandma, and I found a whole family. My immediate family all live in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
How did that come about then? Did you not know that?
No, because basically I was looking for the where inside. My dad was given away. That's the where inside, obviously.
Right.
And my mother was adopted. Now, my mother's passed now, but she was adopted. So in 2006, when she was alive and my dad's still around,
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. You'll probably be listening.
Oh, hello, Mr. Waring.
I started... I love that. I started looking on Jeans United for the, you know, for medical reasons and everything else, thinking the wearing side would come through, but no, the American side came through, and that's my grandma. She's still alive and kicking, and they're all living in Los Angeles. They're So basically, I'm now, this has happened 2 years ago. So I'm in touch.
What were they like when you got in touch with them?
Well, they were amazing because, well, yeah, we ended up on that. I came through customs at LAX and we ended up on that. Oh, what show is it? It's a massive
show. Border Force or something like that.
It's a massive American
show. Lost Families.
Oh, it's on YouTube now anyway, but it's a big American show, I can't remember, a massive one. And they were like filming because Courtney Love and that were coming out, and is it Jay Leno?
Yeah.
I don't pronounce. So they were coming out, and then they looked me up, and then they kind of filmed me, and I wish I knew, because I was like, you know, a massive...
Long flight.
Flight from LA.
So I just nicked my brother's glasses, and I put them on, and did the interview quickly. But so that's how I met... Yeah, that's how I met them, and then we've been in contact, like, we're in contact every day. We have a text every day, every other day.
That's really nice.
So, yeah, it'd be nice to go over. It'd be a lot different to be over there now.
Yeah, and that that means if
somewhere you can stay if you don't want to stay with them.
My friend runs the best hotel
really? In LA. Yeah. Can I just say, though, because you were saying, have I got anything coming out?
Yeah.
I've just done a pilot, because they have said... They're going to kill me that I'm saying this.
Okay. Yeah,
they have said, oh, please give us a shout. Called Ghetto Heaven. And I've done
Ghetto
a pilot. Yeah, it's a pilot, but they're going to try and pick it up for 8 episodes this December.
Oh, awesome.
So fingers crossed.
Wow.
You'll be happy now.
Can you tell us any more about the story or not?
It sounds...
Sounds pretty ghetto.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. It's pretty ghetto. I mean, gritty... Oh, so many problems. I mean, I'm playing an extremely complex character.
Do you like that? Do you kind of be excited about that?
We like a complex character.
Yeah, alcoholic, erratic, nervous wreck, completely hard, will punch your face in if I need.
Yeah. Sounds like me this morning.
Was you after your late night, Lizzie?
Yeah, I mean, you name it. And a lot of the characters have serious problems going on. I mean, it's, yeah, really dark. I mean...
Well, that's exciting, though.
There's rape, there's drugs, there. You name it, it's in there.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Are there names we may know that are in it?
No, it's a lot of unknowns, actually. It's all a lot of unknowns and a lot of youngsters. It's a real teenage... it's a real young thing, and then they've... Oh, no, there is one name. She's from Neighbours.
Olympia Vallance?
Yes. she's flown from Australia to come and do it.
Interesting.
That's fantastic.
She's sister with Holly Vallance, who's now married to a millionaire.
He is. I know the Candies very well.
The Candies.
The Candies.
And
not
the others
Candies.
Are sort of unknowns that they're... Yeah, like young kids but have got... Look, kind of like a fish tank, you know, like kids where they've been picked up like that. They've got something going
that
on
film,
about them.
That film, yeah. Man, that fish tank. Whoa!
Wow, that was a hell of a movie.
When was that? That was like 2006, something like.
No, was it 9 or was it no? No, it wasn't.
Was it not?
I wasn't even in the profession in 2006.
Were you not?
No.
So I thought, in my mind, I was at university, but maybe it was the...
I think it was... Was it 2009?
We'll have to look it up. If you haven't seen Fish Tank, guys, it is well worth a watch. And honestly, still to this day, some of the scenes...
But I have to say, you've done so much work. You have... You don't think you've really stopped.
No, it's been good.
That's good for the money.
Now, it's good for the money. But is it a good agent? Have you had a good agent? Or is it you? Do you find it yourself? Is it just circumstances? Is it people you know?
I mean, it's a bit of everything. Yeah, I have got a good agent. Like, I'm with a new agent now. I must plug him.
Hello.
Go on.
Hello. No, but I think basically the main thing was, if I'm honest, was I was struggling for, you know, years. I couldn't get anything. And it's down to Ken Loach. That's what I put it down to. And it was down to him being a director, where he was confident enough in himself to know that he could take an unknown that can carry a film.
But he's the most... I had to interview him. I did a show called ITV at the Movies. And he was phenomenal. But there's something so nice and warm about him. And he chatted to me for about half an hour.
You see that in Ken's films?
Yeah. But we were supposed to have like a 10-minute... 10-minute slot, and he stayed with me for half an hour.
That's really nice.
It was so nice. But the girl, obviously looking after it, was like behind his back, going, yeah. The circle.
Time's running out.
And he wouldn't. He went, no.
No, he's a gentleman. You know, he's a very incredible. Nice man. He is.
But
yeah.
For him to like you is a real. I mean,
yeah, honour. Absolutely. Yeah, it is. But it's. And to, you know, to work with him is, yeah, is an honour. But
yeah.
I think, yeah, it's. I put it down to him. And then after that, that obviously put me up for.
Yeah, it's good.
A BAFTA,
it's good.
And that sort of stuff, and then I, you know, people started turning their heads and saying, "Oh, who's that?"
Mm.
Do you find it hard though, the acting
and now,
world?
I mean, because, it's impressive.
No, but there is a lot of snobbery I find in the mm-hmm. acting world. Mm-hmm. And how do you find that? Because I just find some of them kind of look down on people, and mm-hmm. and if you've been in a soap, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I know a lot of, I won't mention names, but like, mm-hmm. oh, she's just in a soap; mm-hmm. it's not proper mm-hmm. acting. Mm-hmm. And is that part of, or do you just don't bother about it because you're so real and lovely?
Well, no, I don't really bother about it. But I get where you're coming from. I mean, I've heard the States, they're quite different. I don't know if that's true. I've heard that you can be in a soap and you can do films, and if you can do the job.
Yeah, and they think it's fantastic.
I don't know if that's true. I've heard that.
It is very
it?
True
I don't
like
that.
In fact, I was looking after a lovely girl who was in a show called Suits when she was over here.
Oh, and now she's dating Prince Harry.
I'm like that. I'm getting on the phone. Hello. Invite me to the wedding.
Well, kisses. It's very exciting.
No, but it is fantastic. I really think you are a most amazing, not just amazing actress, but person. You can tell how lovely
she is.
Yeah,
just a really lovely lady.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you very
I'm
much
very
for coming in.
I'm very excited about
thanks,
this.
Thanks, guys.
And so good luck for the premiere on Tuesday.
Thank you.
And then when's the film out?
The 11th of November.
So,
UK
guys,
cinemas.
100 Streets, 11th of November.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, we'll have to.
And you haven't given much away about it, so it's making me want it more.
Well, a bit of Idris, a bit of Gemirati, can't go wrong,
exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So,
exactly.
And your lovely self, I can't
of
wait.
Of course, yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you,
speak
thank
to
you
us.
So much, guys.
And you look fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
And I want that jacket.
Right, we'll rub it off while we play a song.
Legend of the fall to the heel like a bandit. But mama a creep in a brand new baggy. Now she hits your grocery shop looking lavish. Sergeant group in the red of car. Girls get loose when they hear the song. Haunting of the best, get me close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cause. How's the internet? need a centerpiece. 20 rocks a table come from ebony. Cut the rubber, eat the skin of pieces. Then she clean it with her face, but I love my baby. You took your money, need a hearing aid. You took it from me, I don't see a shade. Switch on my style, I'll take a lane. I switch on my car if I can let it pay.
Presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
One and only Sam Simmons.
Oi, oi! Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you. I tell you, everyone's very excited that you're here.
100%.
Oh, really? I just feel bad following the magicians. They are the most... I know those guys, and they're really annoying. Well, I got no time for magicians, and I always fake it when I'm around them. Like, oh, hey, guys, good to see you again. You naked magicians. No, magic is, like, on the entertainment scale, they're just below stand-up comedians. So it goes jugglers, magician, then stand-up comedian. Yeah. So they're down the rungs.
Every Friday...
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I've been here all night.
Ariana.
I've been here all day.
Nicki Minaj.
And boy, got me walking side to side. I'm talking to you.
Dick bicycle, come true, yo. Get you this type of blow. If you want a menage, I got a tricycle. All these bitches flows is my mini me. Body smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelings, cause they feeling me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell him to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, then I make my gun pop. I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana run pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause I.
Yeah.
tricycle. Well, there you go, a bit of Ariana Grande.
I love that track.
Of course you do.
I've got nuts in my mouth, sorry.
Always, always.
As always.
But from the...
Can I just tell you what a beautiful, lovely actress we just had in?
Kirsten, she was, wasn't she? And you always can be a bit wary of actors and actresses, can't you?
She's worked with the best.
She certainly has. But now we have someone also very inspiring on.
I know. And did you watch the awards?
The Pride of Britain Awards. I certainly did. And I think we have Rhea on the phone. Hello, Rhea. Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Good.
Congratulations, my darling, on getting the award. You've done so well.
Thanks.
What was it like being there at the awards with all the celebrities and Carol Vorderman?
It was just amazing, yeah, and it was really exciting.
Who did you love meeting? Was it daunting, that red carpet?
Oh.
Was it scary?
Not really. I enjoyed meeting Simon Cowell and Anton Deck.
Oh, cool. What was Simon Cowell like?
He was really nice and he was quite funny and he congratulated me about my painting.
Yeah, so for those of us, our listeners that haven't heard, explain a bit about your involvement in the show and how you came to be on it.
Well, I set myself a challenge to paint 100 canvases in 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for 3 years.
Wow.
And, and I've been doing that for Reverse Rec Charity.
Okay.
So that's how I got nominated.
And then you were recognised by Lord Sugar, is that right?
I mean, Lord Sugar doesn't like many people, but he liked you.
What was that like?
That was really exciting, and I was really shocked when I walked in and I saw Lord Sugar.
Wow. I mean, that is quite incredible that Lord Sugar, I mean, he never praises anyone, but he adored you, and what you've done is incredible. And how did it come about that you were helping Rett's? Because I know a little bit about this disease, but you became very good friends with a Rett's sufferer, didn't you?
Yes. Her name is Hannah, and I met her at the first Abbey Royal Fete.
Now, what inspired you to do this? What was so special? Her name's Hannah Johnson, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, what was what happened?
I heard about the charity in my school, and I just thought that it'd be so horrible to have Rett's.
Yeah.
Because, like, you wouldn't be able to use your hands or, like, talk to people. And I just thought also that Hannah didn't do anything to deserve Rett's.
No.
She didn't do anything wrong. So that's why I decided to help.
And it went very well because you've managed to raise how much so far?
£43,000.
I mean, that is an incredible amount of money, Rhea. That's very impressive for 11 years old.
That's incredible.
Thanks.
And I bet Hannah is... just, I mean, she must be so thrilled. And, I mean, how lovely of you to do this.
Thanks.
Do you think it makes you want to work in charity when you grow up? What are you thinking?
Yeah, probably, because I like helping other people who aren't as fortunate as me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so kind. I mean... And to be recognised with the Pride of Britain, I mean, it is one of the most prestigious, popular, biggest awards, isn't
it? Definitely.
Ceremonies we have here in Britain. And for you to be, for you to be there and be part of it, it must be incredible for you and your family.
Yeah, thank you.
What have your family said about it? Have they been very pleased with you?
Yeah, they have. And they were all really excited on the night.
How many have you got to go down?
All four of us.
Oh, that's nice. And what did you do? Did you get to a nice hotel or anything, or were you just kind of busy?
She was mingling with Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Well, we are so thrilled. And honestly, we just say congratulations, my darling. Well done.
Thank you.
And I wish there were more like you, because the world would be a much better, happier place.
Absolutely.
And it's wonderful what you're doing and doing for Hannah as well. And Rett's is a terrible... I actually have a friend whose sister has Rett's.
Really?
Yeah. And
so
it
what
is
really actually, yeah, would you mind explaining a bit what Rett's is, Rhea?
So Rett is basically where you can't use your hands and you can't talk and like you have no control over your body and you're sort of like trapped inside your body.
Wow.
But your brain is fine. I mean, you just can't communicate, can you? It is just devastating.
Yeah. Hmm.
But
it's a neurological disorder.
Right.
Well, but have you had Hannah over to your house, or have you had time with Hannah? Is it how is that? How do you communicate?
Well, I have seen Hannah at all of the fates where I've been selling my paintings.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I mean, she can't talk, so she just like smiles at me.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so good.
Well, hopefully she knows what good work you've done. And £46,000 is an incredible amount of money. So
I mean, huge congratulations. We're so proud of you here at FUBA Radio.
Yeah, we really are. So thank you very much for speaking to us this evening, Rhea.
Thank you. And
thank you.
Well done.
Well
you.
Done. And keep doing it.
Keep
doing
the good work, darling.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'll follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll find out some more info about you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, lots of love. Well
Thank
done,
you.
Darling.
Bye.
Oh, what a
Bye.
Lovely girl.
What a lovely girl. We're very lucky, aren't we, to have people like that who are
so
young
caring.
and understand these things.
Yeah, and Rett's is terrible. I mean, you know, Colleen Rooney's little sister had Rett's.
Ah, that's who it is.
Yeah,
yes,
and
I did know that, actually.
It is absolutely horrific. But nice of Alan Sugar to do that. He does do some nice
He
things.
Does do some good charity work now and again, doesn't he?
Talking of which...
Go on.
I can't wait to watch The Apprentice, because I'm really getting into it.
I thought you were going to say you were on it.
No.
Mm. It's on tonight.
It is, indeed.
Are you going to be home in time to watch it, though?
No, my son's recording it, and he's waiting for me to get back to watch it together.
So you've not got a party to go to tonight,
I've actually said no.
Wow. And that is a rare...
I can say no.
Just say no.
To. Just say no, as Samo said from Grange Hill. Showing my age. No, just say no. No, I've said no, actually. I'm going home to see my boy tonight.
Good, lovely.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to do that.
I want to do
I've
that.
I've got to
no.
get up nice and early for my personal training session tomorrow.
Well, I've got filming a very secretive new TV show.
Honestly, you're always filming a secretive TV show.
I've got to be up early looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Where will you be filming?
In Mayfair.
Oh, fancy.
Yes, darling.
Lovely, darling.
Yes, darling. I want your Kardashian badge, though, to wear.
You can't have it. You can't have it.
Oh, please.
No,
you didn't get me anything for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
2nd of May.
Oh, it wasn't working here then.
I need to say happy birthday to a very dear friend of mine who I'm actually... love.
Right.
And he is, it was his birthday yesterday, 2nd of November.
Oh.
And I would say happy birthday.
But
I
you can't say who they are.
No. But I do love him very much, but he causes me trouble, but he's a lovely boy.
Right. Okay. Well, happy birthday, whoever you are.
He's listening.
Well, we're glad to have you listening, whoever
right.
you are.
Happy birthday, 2nd November.
Shall we play a little track and then we're going to get our final guest in of the evening.
It's going so fast, this
It
show.
Is, isn't it? Very fast.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. For them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sound.
slew of rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get this sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget.
You never say that, Lizzie.
No, it didn't. It was depressed me.
Oh, you only like it upbeat.
You're bringing me down. I want to be up.
I don't mean to bring you down, darling.
Where's
but
my Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake? I need a little bit of George Michael and I'm happy.
Fine. We'll get. I'm working on it
I
right now.
I had such a close shave today and I'm not talking about the nether regions. I really can't believe I got in here today.
Well, and you have, so.
Thank you.
Hold on. I'm trying to find a George Michael song we can play. Got it.
Thank you.
Right, I want to talk to you about something.
Not my love life. I can't talk about that. Some things I have to keep sacred. Well, not a lot in my life is.
I'll tell you what, though. There's someone else who is currently wanting to keep things very sacred, and that is Cheryl. It's no surname.
Cheryl,
Cheryl
what is her
from
name
Girls
now?
Allowed.
It's not Cole.
Not Cole. It's not Fernandez Vecini.
Is it Tweedy?
Not yet. It's just Cheryl. Right. What okay. do you make of her going onto the One Show and not talking about what everyone wants
outrageous!
To talk about.
Outrageous! Now, don't tell me she didn't go on that One Show and say, do not mention the bump. Don't mention
what bump is that, Lizzie?
The one she's hiding under that black sort of all-in-one thing she's wearing.
Now, are you suggesting that she's pregnant?
I think, yes, a stalker's
come. Yes, I think everyone seems to think that at the moment.
I think it's going to happen quite soon.
You do?
Didn't Vardy's wife, Rebecca, she said, who writes for OK, she said, her bab's as big as mine, in that sort of voice. Was she northern? Oh,
I don't know. Yes.
Her bumper's big as mine.
What do you make of it, though, her decision? Well, the One Show's decision not to ask her about it.
I think it's really lame.
So do you think they were told?
Without a doubt, it's a credible show. I have to say, great presenters, love the show.
Yeah, Matt Baker, brilliant. Alex Jones, brilliant.
I love them both. I loved it when Christine, I have to say.
Yeah, it's a long time ago now.
Yeah, but I really liked her on it. I don't think she should have left. But great presenters, and it is, I just think it's a very credible show.
Yes.
With that, you have to ask the questions that everyone wants to know.
Yes.
And the first thing you say is,
how's your pregnancy?
Yeah, but is it true? Sorry, do you mind? Because it's on every front page.
Yeah.
And we're not saying that, I feel, is really lame. And I think it is insulting. And I absolutely think whoever produces that show should get the chop. okay?
Wow, Cutthroat Cundy is going in this evening.
It's not on when you know the public are all watching it for that reason. I think it's, number one, misleading, because the only reason why I watched that at that time, actually I pre-recorded it because I was out, but was to get that, I thought they're going to ask, it's going to be revealed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Well, he did. He nearly went there, didn't he, old Matt? He said, he asked her how she was. Now, are you good at the moment? Or something along those lines. And her response was, I am. How are you?
Yeah, I am. How are you? Yeah. I mean, that's rubbish.
Why do you think she's doing this then? If you think that's... Why is she so keen not to say anything?
I think she wants to keep it a mystery, basically, I think, possibly, because she's had the divorce recently from JB. I think she's thinking it's a mystery. Maybe she doesn't... I don't know. She likes the press, you know, going,
isn't she? She's dating someone from One Direction, though, which...
It was very young.
Doesn't really give you much room for talking, you know, about your private life.
Well, no, of course not. And that is why the producers of the One Show should be sacked. Because she is going out with One Direction. She is in every front page. Everyone is asking that question. And they didn't get their presenters to ask that question. I, as a presenter, would be, ask it. Maybe, you know, you don't ask it on a velvet glove like Matt Baker did. Or, how are you doing? You know, that's not good enough.
Would you go in there? Would you go in? Go on then. So, I'm Cheryl Cole. We're on the sofa. What would you say?
I would ask some nice questions about what she's up to. Da-di-da.
Childline.
Childline. Obviously, get the charity bit in. Then, before the end, and say, look, Cheryl, got to ask a question, front of every page or every newspaper. Are you up the duff, love?
To which she would just stonily stare at you and then walk out the studio.
At least I would have asked the question. Everyone knows it. Look, let's be honest. Why aren't we being honest?
I mean, I agree with you.
Sorry, being pregnant is one of the most wonderful things. My boys are the most wonderful things in my life. I really feel strongly that you should be proud, be pregnant. You know, if you've had your boobs done, does it matter? Admit it. Victoria Beckham did, and then she had them removed, whatever. Does it really matter? But be honest. Don't fob us off. Yeah. Don't insult the intelligence of the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important when you're wanting everyone to like you, yet you're not being honest with them.
Yeah.
Have I got a point?
Absolutely.
And I do like her, and I've met her many times. She's a very sweet, nice person. She's been very nice to me.
To okay. you.
Well, you could tell me of your experience, but
I've never met her. Oh, no, that's a lie. I've met her once.
No, she's always been nice to me, but I do feel, don't insult the intelligence of the public. You need to say the truth, and everyone, every newspaper, every fan of hers is asking.
It's true.
So, you know, don't
What did you make of? What did you make of so Philip Schofield this morning called them out on it and said that, why did they not ask the question? Perhaps they had been gagged by Cheryl's people, said absolutely don't go there. He said sometimes it happens to them and usually they adhere to that. Sometimes they won't, but...
I have to say, I totally 100%, I'm with Philip Schofield. I think 100% her PR lot, or whoever's looking after Cheryl, came in and said, do not ask that question, or else.
Or else what?
She will never come on the show again.
Well, she's probably never going to come on the show again anyway.
But at the end of the day, we are paying the BBC money. We are the viewers. We want to know the answers.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to lie to us and fob us off. We're not idiots. We're not fools.
Well, they're not lying. The One Show aren't lying.
Yeah, but they didn't ask the question. That's why the whole reason everyone watched that show.
Yes.
Their ratings, let me tell you, must have hit the roof. Because everyone wants... I totally agree with Philip Schofield, what he's saying. And I know it this morning... At times, they will have people saying, please don't ask this and don't ask that. And they have to skirt around certain things. But they're very honest. Both Philip and Holly and I think Eamon and Ruth, very honest presenters, the way they do it. And they don't, you know, you see Eamon Holmes on many of the interviews. He will say it. He shoots from the hip. Well, his new hip.
Oh, yes, two new hips.
But they do, they're honest.
But, what if after all this, she's not even pregnant? It's a possibility, Lizzie, isn't it?
Well,
isn't it, Lizzie?
Just walking around with a little...
Maybe she's eating a big pasta lunch.
Cornish pasties.
Maybe she's had a couple of Cornish pasties this morning.
Just be, I say, be honest.
Be honest. I've had a couple of pasties this morning. Stop asking me if I'm
and
pregnant.
What's
I'm
wrong?
Just a fat bitch at the moment.
You should be jumping around going, yeah, I'm pregnant. How many girls
true.
Out there are desperate to
this
have children
true.
And
yeah.
would be so jubilant? Be happy about
well,
it.
Well, I guess the news will come out eventually because she can't hide a baby. So...
oh, believe me, you get to that 8 month, it pops out. Let me tell you, suddenly that bump is like
unavoidable. I mean, whatever she was wearing seemed to work fairly well. You couldn't really tell.
I disguised it for ages because I was doing a big modelling job when I was pregnant, and I thought I can't tell them because I won't get the job.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I was trying to. You can't breathe in a baby, though, you see.
No,
and you just can't do it. I was
a
trying.
The baby is there. It's not going
and
anywhere.
My friend said, all you do is look like you're really uncomfortable with your shoulders back. It's not working. Don't do it. And
true.
You can't hide it.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough,
the eighth
I am
month,
sure.
It's suddenly on a, you know, a first pregnancy, you can hide it for a bit. But mm-hmm. the 8 month, it. All explodes.
Well, who knows if she's pregnant, who knows how far along she is.
Oh, please.
We'll find out, won't we?
I'm quite passionate about this.
And I can tell, babe.
Good for you, Philip Schofield. That's what I say. Good for you, Philip.
Philip Schofield.
I really agree with what he said
legendary
today.
Legendary broadcaster.
He is, on this morning show. Well done, you.
Good. Right, let's play a track and then should we get our last guest in, Bianca
yes,
Lake?
Please.
No, so you can have a little chill out for a minute because Jesus Christ, it's getting hot in this studio. Okay, we'll go for a wee-wee then.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. I will still be patient with you.
Presents.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Wrestle Kicks.
We are joined by two very esteemed friends of ours, the Heavy Trackers.
Hello!
When we were outside, you know, we're talking about bum leakings. Yeah, we didn't prepare for this. Normally, you go on radio and it's like no swearing. Walk in and it's just straight up like, yeah, I'll use my thumb for
that's
this.
Too far,
it's
just baby. Like,
it's great fun.
Our manager's like, yeah, you're going out there, you're just going to promote the CD and then you're just going to get out
of
there.
No, my watch.
Walk in there. Yeah, mate, have you had your bum lick, son?
No. We don't even need to talk about the CD. We just talk about this.
Yeah, that's it. We're all friends, isn't it?
Every Wednesday.
With Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Look at that. Look at that. We've got our third and final guest in the studio this evening, the gorgeous
Arthur.
Bianca Lane.
And
Two guests. Sorry, yes, we should have explained. So we are two guests in this evening because, as well as Bianca, we also have Arthur.
Arthur.
The gorgeous little chihuahua.
I love Arthur. He's so cute. I'm sorry, Bianca. I've gone
He is the most sedate chihuahua I think I have ever met in my entire life.
I'm a huge dog lover. I'm now going to be just one
of a couple of, you know, dog-like boyfriends over the years. I'm just saying. Anyway, welcome, Bianca. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going down?
Bianca, you're looking mighty fine.
Yeah.
You look good. You're looking well.
All the way from Brentwood this evening.
Yeah.
Oh, really? From Essex?
Yeah.
Right opposite Sugar Hut.
Yeah.
You want to be in that show?
No.
Boom. Done.
I'm going to be in a better one.
So let's talk a bit about you, because for people, you were in Big Brother.
Yeah.
2014?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And who was in that? Helen Wood?
Helen Wood, Mark Winston, Stephen, Kimberly.
So that was quite a controversial year, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it was.
How was... Because Helen won that, didn't
Helen
she?
Helen won, yeah.
How was she, Helen?
I love Helen.
Yeah.
I've not long come back from my beef with her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're pretty
You're
close.
One of the few people that still hangs out with her, aren't
Nah, Helen's really loyal. She's a really good friend.
Okay. Mm.
So, she's a controversial character, but she says... Yeah. What
yeah.
she thinks.
Yeah, I don't always
she
agree.
Make me laugh.
Yeah, I don't always agree with everything she says, but that's I don't agree with a lot of the things that my friends say. But
yeah.
She's a very loyal friend, and she just says what's on her mind.
Right.
She doesn't like hold back or anything.
And that's she certainly
like.
Doesn't.
That's what I like about her.
So, what made you want to go into the Big Brother house? Because that is a hell of a thing to get in there. Because
oh
so
my
many
God,
people
yeah.
audition for that.
Definitely. I remember I wanted to be on Big Brother. I was a big fan from when it first ever started. And I actually auditioned for 5 years. And the fourth year, I actually broke into the audition room. I found out where the auditions were, sneaked my way in. Then they realised who I was and they were like, no, you know, you haven't had the recall, you need to leave. So then the fifth year, I just got myself in lots of press and then they contacted me.
That's the best way, isn't it?
And how did you get the press?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I just went out clubbing, made an idiot of myself and like, because I'm in a circle with a lot of like different celebrities and stuff.
Yeah.
I just kept making myself a bit of an idiot.
Like who? Like who were you
like,
making?
Actually, I did, Cherry Healy come to me actually. And she asked me to do a documentary. So she followed my life around and it is pretty wild, you know, lots of like parties and boys and you
Ooh,
know
sounds...
nakedness and stuff
Ooh.
And then that went into the headlines in the
I
papers
I must try that sometime
right.
And then they yeah then they contacted me so.
Wow
I like that.
Well, that's the best way to go about it, because
yeah.
then you have to go through that boring old audition process, isn't it?
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they actually contacted you
yeah.
and you went actually no oh yes I will
yeah.
you know, played
yeah.
it cool.
Did you
yeah,
enjoy
amazing.
Your time in Big Brother?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, it was really short, but what people don't realise is I was actually a guinea pig before Big Brother started, so I already experienced a whole week of it before Big Brother even started.
Oh,
that, so they know where the cameras are going and the directions
oh.
of the cameras and stuff, just so they know they've got a show. And also, they weren't sure my personality, so they wanted to work out if I was a fake or not.
Right.
So they put me in, and I think actually the group of people that I was in was actually probably more madder than the house I actually walked into. Actually.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so when
God.
I did walk into Big Brother, I had to pretend I didn't see any, I didn't know anything. Like I'd already knew Pav. See, I'd already knew Pav when I went in there because he was also a guinea pig.
Oh, that's so interesting.
But when I walked in, I couldn't say I'd already seen the house, so I had to be like, oh my God, it's so small in here, like, because it's actually very small.
Yeah,
yeah
it is
small.
Yeah.
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 And then they were like, and that's the bedroom. I was like, oh my God, that's the bedroom. And I'm thinking, oh my God, if only you knew.
I was there last week.
I was in there.
Well, people are always going on about how Big Brother's a fix, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you think that it is getting more and more like that?
Can it be, though, really?
I don't know.
Would you let
I
it
don't
be?
Know, because, I mean, are they even allowed to do that? I don't know.
But
of course they are. Do it
I
they
mean,
want.
All I know is I don't think I was evicted, to be honest. I think they just kicked me out.
Oh, do you? But why do you think that? Because how long were you in there in total?
See, I wasn't in there very long. I got thrown the last 3 weeks before it ended.
Oh.
And I was only in there for, like, 4 or 5 days, and then they kept putting me back in for tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come out, I never had no haters like on Twitter or anything. And I mean, I did walk in as a stripper, so many people might have not liked that.
Yeah.
And then I always do think, you know, if I got a chance to be at the beginning, people would have grown to like me and stuff, because
mm-hmm.
I'm actually a really nice girl. But I think, you know, already people might have had their characters that they liked already.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
had their,
yeah.
But, you know, the show was getting boring. They stuck me in to spice it up. And then when it was spiced up enough, I reckon they just pulled me out, to be honest.
Right, right.
Because, you know, I mean, Pav stayed in there.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
No offence, Pav, but, you know.
That's
but,
a funny
so,
one, isn't
but,
it?
So what have you been doing since that then? Because that was
right.
2 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Right, so obviously... Back in the day from Big Brother, you used to get offered a lot of work and stuff.
Yes.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
I had people looking after me. I didn't have a clue what they were doing.
Who did you have? Can I ask or not?
You know what? I can't even remember their name because it was like 2 years ago. It was this management that come to me and was like, can we manage you? It was a man and a woman. And I can't actually remember what... Yeah, mm. what it was.
Rich and Judy?
And then, yeah, so I did like, bits and pieces, a bit of charity. I still do a bit of charity now for Blue Marlin. A
oh,
charity,
yeah,
celebrity charity football match and stuff. They always ask me to do it. I don't know why. I always run away from the ball. But,
oh,
yeah,
no, I love those celebrity football matches.
Yeah.
I get really upset. I had a girl band with me once and I went, right, come on, we got to win. I was like the worst.
You did it with Sam Fox one time, didn't you?
Yeah, one with Sam Fox, did it with Sunita, one we won. But yeah. I was very hardcore. Mm. I get really upset when the girls weren't
trying. I did one a couple weeks ago. We won, but only because Bianca Gascoigne was in it, and she is amazing at football.
Oh, is she?
What position does she play?
It seems like all of the positions. She just gets the ball all the time.
So you've been doing a bit of charity work. What else?
Yeah, I've been doing a bit of charity work and then just like partying loads. And I spent a lot of summers in Ibiza and stuff like that. And then the last year I've been creating something, mm-hmm. which finally it looks like it's actually now happening.
What's that?
Because it's taken a year.
Wow.
So it's a new reality TV show. You're like, oh no, not another
one. We love that.
No, we love it.
We do.
But it's about exotic dancers.
Okay.
And it's about seeing their lives in and out of a workplace. So think of Made in Chelsea.
Right.
But about a bunch of strippers.
I'm Ooh, quite into fantastic. The sound of that. That sounds yeah. good.
Is it all female or male?
All female.
Right.
They are...
Oh, yes, I've got to say.
All female.
Oh, well, whoopee, I'm turned off.
It's going to be a lot of high-profile people coming into the club.
Okay. And, is it based in Essex?
No, it's actually based in Kent.
Okay.
Yeah, and because the club that the girls work in is in Kent.
What's right. it called, do you like to say?
The name has actually just been changed now. Ooh. It's actually, and there's actually a launch. Oh, God, he's going to kill me now for not even remembering the bloody new club. Oh, my God, he's
That's
actually going to kill me.
That's okay.
That's fine. A club
no,
in Essex.
I need to remember Kent. That because he's actually going to kill
me. Sorry.
It's in Kent. Oh, my God, because I've gone blank.
Right, so has it already been recorded? Have you recorded it? Or?
Yeah, we have recorded it.
Have you done a pilot or has it been commissioned?
Yeah, so basically, this is what happened. It's taken me a year. I did the pilot first. We filmed it at the Bing Strip Club in Kent, and then we sent it out to loads of TV channels and stuff, and then they basically said what they didn't like about it, what they did, so then we redid it again, and now we've made it a lot better.
And what other characters have you got in? Are they all different characters, the strippers?
All different characters. So there's one girl, she's studying to be a lawyer. So basically, it's showing the real lives. You know, like when you think of strippers from movies, you think of like, you know, it's always dark and seedy. Like, you know, they're prostitutes, druggies, and come from broken homes.
Yeah.
In the real stripping world, it's not like that. There's one girl training to be a lawyer. There's one girl putting her daughter into university.
It's just really good money, right?
That's really good money. And when I left Big Brother, I probably like just partied loads, like because you get after obviously when you come out Big Brother, you get invited to a lot of exclusive parties. And then I went back to dancing. Everyone's like, "How are you going back to dancing? You come out Big Brother, but TV doesn't pay as well as dancing. It doesn't.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
It doesn't for me. So
you know, you went back to what you knew.
Yeah,
where you
and
earn
I actually
money.
Love doing it as well.
And what is your dance? Can I ask? Because I've actually never been to a strip club.
Have you not?
No,
that surprises me.
Mm.
Okay.
So, it does
We do actually get a lot of girls coming in and stuff like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
So what is the dance? Because is it naked? Are you totally naked or is it just you're in underwear and
So you're fully naked, but it's a 3-foot rule. They can't touch you and there's cameras and there's bouncers all around as well.
Wow.
3 foot?
Yeah.
It's quite a... Wait.
It's quite a long
no,
way.
No, maybe not for I'm so thick. It's a 3-second rule.
There's some kind of 3-foot.
They're getting
3-second rule.
No, you know, like a
if you drop something on the floor,
they'll get the binoculars out to watch it.
No, you know, like
it.
A 3-foot. That's it.
3 feet.
What did I say?
No.
What did I say?
3 feet's quite a lot, is it? I suppose.
Oh, I don't know.
3 foot, anyway.
So,
how far's 3 foot?
But they can't. So they
it's
you can't.
Very far.
The place you work, gentlemen can't have private dancers in that.
Binoculars.
Yeah, 3 miles.
No, yeah. Basically, they can't touch. You've got them
3 yards.
Basically, you've got to be standing quite a bit of a distance from them. And enough for there, they can't grab you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just say it like that.
Have you ever had any bad experiences?
No, I haven't, but I don't think they would dare to.
Right. But are you?
I've seen it happen.
Are you
really?
Stripping?
Where girls try grabbing.
Are you stripping slowly and then you've got nothing on? Or is it like you're full stark or straight away?
Yeah, no, you're stripping. You're fully clothed and you're stripping as like sexy and then you're taking it all off.
Right. And then And do they then put money over?
If you're on the pole,
if you're on the pole,
they can put money in like your stockings.
Lovely.
Or, yeah. But are they allowed to show this on telly? Because obviously there's a lot of naked bodies around.
This is the thing. You're going to see the lives of the strippers outside of work and inside of work. But it's not going to be like all like, you know, tits and fanny or anything like that. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be the drama and there's loads of drama. You know, someone's stolen someone's customer. you know, a guy's come in and he thought his girlfriend was a bar woman and she's actually a stripper.
Right, that sounds good.
And I mean, and is it difficult because there's customers that you have and then if another girl takes them, then there's rivalry.
There's
but then isn't that up to the customer who he chooses?
That is true, but girls can be a bit sneaky. You know, you'll go to the toilet and she knows that you're with your, say, regular customer, and then she'll come over and she'll be like, she knows that you've been with that customer all night, but she'll try it and then she'll quickly run away when she sees you walking out of the toilet. Or it could be one girl's out in the back changing. This has had happened to me a few times in the past. I'll be changing and the girl's just come out changing room. She's seen my regular customer and the customer said, "Have you seen Bianca?" "Oh no, she's not here today. Take me instead," you know? It's just stuff like that.
Oh, interesting. So, and, it's a whole world people don't know about.
Exactly. And you see the girls, how they deal with stigma as well. You know, they're all normal girls, but yet they're always looked down on. And again, I think that's because what stripping what used to be like back in movies and stuff like that. And
But really, you're making a living.
Exactly.
And you're good-looking girls, good bodies.
Why not?
And these girls are happy. It's not like, you know, the documentaries that you see where it feels like the girl's got a, like, a bullet to her head or something, that she's, you know, they're always, it's always dark and seedy. It's not actually like that. The girls love it. You know, it just feels like you're on a night out with your girls.
But can it go? What I would say, because if it was my daughter, if I had a daughter doing it, I'd worry that it would be taken a step further where men would then want to pay for sex. And then it's getting into a whole different...
And that's the thing. I believe if you are a dancer, you have to have a strong head on you. I have seen girls go that way. But if you've got a strong head on you, you know what you're doing it for, and then it won't go that way. But you do actually see the downside of it as well. It's not all happy. You do see, you know, when girls ain't making money one night, and then when girls don't make no money, they just want to fight each other. So, and then you will see the dark sides as well as the good sides. But it's not always dark like you would normally think.
And are you in it?
I'm in it, yeah.
Okay.
I'm one of the main characters.
And as your character, I mean, you're playing you.
Yeah.
Are you a feisty or are you kind? Or what's your kind of character?
Like, just me, really. Like, if someone takes my customer, I'm going to let them know about it. But at the same time, I'm fun and, you know, I just love to party. And, like, I'm doing it because I want to do it and I love doing it and I make good money from it. So,
So do you know, you said you live near Sugarheart, Brentwood.
Yeah.
Do you know the Towie lot? Do you know any of that kind of scene, or are you not really part of it?
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends in common with them. So I'm, in that circle.
Have you dated any of them then?
No, I've actually fallen out with quite a lot of them, actually.
Oh!
I've fallen out quite a lot of them.
So, you remind me of Stacey Sullivan.
Yeah, I got that. I know what you mean. Yeah, there is.
I'm originally from Dagenham.
How are you?
You are so sweet. But, I mean, it must be difficult. Is it because, you, as you say, you get stigmatised and people kind of think, oh, it's a seedy world and it's looked down upon?
Yeah. And I think when people watch it, they're actually going to be like, oh, that's, you know. I think girls are going to tune in because they're, like, they're quite curious. Obviously, guys are going to tune in because there's loads of, like, girls in underwear and stuff like that. But, you know, I think you're going to be quite surprised.
I can't wait for this show.
You're going to actually probably watch it and think, oh my God, these girls are actually normal girls.
Yeah.
Like when I was a waitress in a strip club, this is how it all started for me, and I used to look at these girls thinking, ooh, like they've probably got things and ooh, like, you know. And then I started being friends with some of them and I've actually thought, oh my God, these girls are just clever girls.
They're
making money.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I never had that choice.
Forever. You've got to go for it.
Yeah.
Certainly have.
But would you go down that other route? Because I suppose you get offered, like, I don't know, maybe porn films.
Yeah,
or
well,
this
like
is that.
The thing. If I was to go down that route, I definitely wouldn't be a prostitute. I'd be like a porn star or something. Like, but that is just not.
Would you feel happy posing, say, in Playboy or doing something like that?
Like glamour and stuff, but nah, not like not porn. Because when I come out Big Brother, I got offered a lot of porn videos. Like,
really?
A lot of porn
do people
work.
People don't take it though, do they?
Well, I said no to all of it,
but I suppose it's where the money is.
There's always alternative options. Go work at the pub. You know what I mean? You don't have to get your
£6.15 an hour.
They're getting paid a lot
plus tips,
more money.
Plus tips.
Big tips.
Big nice
couple
big tips.
Of big tips. Yeah, but I suppose that is the worry, that you can go down more of that.
Yeah.
Though I'm sure the money must be brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I've always had a strong head on my shoulders and I know I would never go through that way. But I have seen some girls go that way. Like a lot of people think, you know, all girls are on drugs that are strippers. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not on drugs. Do you know what I mean? And I didn't come from a broken home either. So it's just the stigma that's
just
with it,
women
really.
Doing their thing. I know. It's, I mean, just making
your
their money.
Parents and family, they know what you do. Obviously, they're going to see the show.
Well, yeah, and I mean,
is that worrying?
Well, I actually did in 2010. I was in a girl band. We did actually do X Factor, and it actually came out.
What?
In the paper.
What were you called?
Dice. And okay. It actually came out in the papers because one of my friends told a story of me and said I was a stripper. So my family found that then. And then my mum actually said to me, I already knew you were a stripper because I found a pair of stripping shoes in your bag. I was like, oh, right, okay.
That pretty much gives it away. I mean, because no one's walking to the shops in those.
Yeah, well, with a pair of stripper shoes.
I was going to say polystyrene shoes. What are they called?
Yeah, I love those shoes.
Those big, with the big see-through
I wear
heels.
Those to make the breakfast in the morning. I never take
your
those
poor
off.
Sons.
I know.
They've got to go through a lot, Lizzie Cundy.
I know, they told me off the other day. I had an outfit on. Mum, you can't go out. It was like at school, like, pretend I'm wearing something sensible and I get round corner, I change. That's what I do.
Boobs out.
No, I'm quite covered today.
You are, well, kind of. Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, you think it's cold in the studio, Lizzie.
It is a little bit nippy.
So when will we be able to see this?
Can we say where this show will be?
So this will be early next year. Okay. If you follow my Twitter, at Bianca Joe, and actually there was a Twitter created today, actually, at It's a Pole Life.
Oh, I love that.
So that's the name of the show?
Yeah, it's called It's a Pole Life.
And
yeah.
What channel do you think?
Yeah, you can't say that. Only because it's only just been finalised.
Right. Oh,
but if you follow the Twitter, because the Twitter went up today.
Okay.
So there's only like one follower at the moment, but don't
I'll
worry.
Make it
by
two.
The end of the week,
I'll make it two.
There'll be at least five.
Yeah, if you keep following it.
Me and Stephen.
Yeah,
if you keep following it, then obviously it will,
more info will come out.
More info.
So it's been commissioned, it's happening. Yep.
It's exciting.
How many girls are involved?
There's six. It'll be six girls. There'll be loads of girls.
I suppose you've got your love life, your partners. Are they involved in it? A boyfriend? Is it difficult?
It'll be like that. Yeah, there'll be boyfriends in it. Mm. I haven't got a boyfriend. I'm single. Mm. Thank God.
Arthur is adorable.
He is the quietest, most tame chihuahua I think I have.
Because they not can be a bit snappy, and he's so chill.
No, he's really laid back.
It gets lots of love off you. I love dogs.
I went on a date once in the Savoy, right? And I took him with me because he had a poorly leg, and I'd given him some tablets for it, and I didn't want to leave him on his own, but I really wanted to go on this date. So I took him and I put him in his doggy bag and under the table, and then this guy was like, should we go on a party? I was like, right, there's one thing. He was like, what? I was like, we're going to have to go back to your hotel room first. He was like, why? He was like, because Arthur's with me. He was like, who is Arthur? I went, look under the table. You pulled the table up, you brought your dog with you on the day.
And did you put it back in the hotel room?
She's still single.
Yeah,
he just slept.
That's ideal. I don't know what you're giving him, but geez, he's one quiet dog.
I am really looking forward to this show.
Yeah, it's a pole life. It sounds good.
This is a show I will watch.
Uh-huh.
Maybe one you can get involved with Lizzie. Yeah. I can see you twiddling around a pole.
I'm good on the pole. My friend has a pole in the
sorry,
their
say
house.
That again. You're good.
I'm good on the pole, sorry. Can I tell you something? I'm not boasting. I had to interview Leonardo DiCaprio. He has a pole.
He has a pole, does he?
He does have a pole.
He has a pole that you've had experience with, Lizzie? Or just...
We're moving on.
We are moving on. No, Bianca, thank you so much for coming in to see us this evening.
You. Bianca, that's so exciting about the show.
We can follow you on Twitter, what was it?
Yeah, I'm at Bianca Joe.
And that's Bianca with two N's.
Yes.
And
two
will
N's.
Helen be appearing on this show?
She will be appearing, yes.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Looking after you.
Got to pull in your celeb pals, haven't you?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of high five.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
and even maybe some of the dancers might be, you might have seen them somewhere before.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, well, we're very much looking forward to seeing it.
I can't wait for this show. I want to be on it. Let me be on the pole.
Of course
pole.
You do. I can see
it.
I can see the
can
boobs
the
out, Lizzie. I can
do
see
the slide down that thing God. They do.
Like Bridget Jones.
It's quite actually difficult, you know.
Yeah.
She does know. She does it.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of strength.
Yeah, it does. It's like you've got to hold your weight in the correct place and stuff.
Oh, nah, not for me.
I have a strong core.
Well, thank you very much for coming
Bianca,
in, Bianca.
Thank you. And I love Arthur.
Yeah,
I think
Arthur's
Arthur
gorgeous.
Should have his own show. Arthur will be featured.
Yeah,
of course he will.
Bianca, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
What a lovely girl.
And now we're going to have a bit of one of your other favourite songs.
Please, what is it?
A bit of Justin Timberlake.
Yay!
this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Because honest to God, every bloody week I get you harping on at me. Play this song, play that song.
Yeah, I've had my little fix.
This song has been out for blooming ages as well.
I know,
but it reminded
me of the Eurovision. I love Eurovision.
Oh, don't start talking to me about Eurovision music, because it's the Eurovision equinox right now. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
It's exactly 6 months since Eurovision, and it's exactly 6 months until Eurovision.
Because they're starting to get the groups. I want to sing for us. England, come on, let me sing. I'm great. No. I was in a musical.
No.
I had standing ovations. It'd be fun. I won't do a Katie Price in pink. I'll make it fun. People that want me, tweet.
I'm sorry, Lizzie, you know I love you, but no.
Please,
no.
Pretty please.
No.
Oh, I just got a tweet, yes.
So I want to talk to you about the upcoming I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
Starts
man,
next week.
Live. Can you believe it?
I can, because I have to write about
Johnny
it every friggin' day.
Johnny Squash has flown out to do his bit with Stacey. They were on the plane, pictures.
Oh, yeah,
already.
Him and Vicky Patterson, they're doing their own little thing, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I think
show.
Vicky would be great.
What do you make of the rumoured lineup? Who have you heard?
Carol Vorderman.
Yeah.
I've heard Charlotte from the old What's It Box.
Charlotte. Do you mean Scarlett?
Scarlett
Moffat.
Sorry, Scarlett.
From Gogglebox. Yeah, she's got a fitness DVD to promote.
She's fun.
Yeah, she's all right. James McVeigh from The Vamps. Cute. You were on Extra Factor with him recently, weren't you?
Yeah. He was getting his jabs.
Olympia Valance, who we were just talking about with Kirsten. Sam Quek, do you know who that is?
No.
So she is one of the gorgeous Team GB hockey players. They won gold at the Olympics.
Yeah, okay.
So she's one of the rumours. And Larry Lamb.
I love Larry.
And then
Larry to win.
One of your new Bezzy mates, Charlotte Crosby, was rumoured, but apparently not happening.
No, it's not happening. I was with her last night.
Yeah, she said she's been banned.
She'd been what?
Banned.
Oh, good girl. I like Charlotte, actually. I was with her last night. She had a dating app.
All right.
No, she's sweet. I like her. Don't look like that.
All right.
I don't mind Charlotte.
No, I like Charlotte. She's
like majority of people. Just a couple who mess with a condetta.
Condetta? You sound like a friggin'...
One
of the baddies in, like, 101 Dalmatians.
Man, I feel like it. I need a panto roll. Baddie.
Babe, you could get a panto roll like that.
I know, but I don't want one. I'm going away. To the sun.
Yeah,
the
see, this is the problem. But this is sad because I'm not going to see you for the next 2 weeks because I'm away. I'm always away.
Christmas.
Well, no, we've got a couple of weeks till then, haven't we? I'm going to Iceland next week, and there's my birthday when
Iceland.
It just doesn't
appeal to me. Oh. Iceland. We're not talking about the supermarket, no.
No, I'm not going for a 5-day holiday to a supermarket, Lizzie. No, I'm going to my friend Sam's 30th birthday.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're going to get really drunk in Reykjavik.
Yay! Fantastic.
Hopefully
good
meet
clubs.
Bjork.
Actually, I've got a very good contact for you in Iceland.
Shut up.
How do you know
anyone in Iceland?
I know the person who has the best club in Iceland.
Okay, well, I'm well up for that.
But no, I'm away for Christmas into the heat, the sun.
Me too.
And
where are you going? Seychelles?
I'm not telling. Secret.
Trinidad and Tobago?
No.
Bermuda?
No.
Florida?
Nope. Listen, Trump could be in.
I'm bored of my own voice.
Trump could be in.
Christ.
I just got out of the car and they were saying he's slightly in the lead.
Mm. Don't even start me on...
My Guy Fawkes is Donald Trump. No, honestly, I'll show you the picture. So, darling...
Going to grab life by the...
I'm grabbing it by the old horns.
By the
I'm so excited at the minute. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I've never seen you this excited, honestly.
I feel like an excited puppy dog. Can I just say... I've just seen my friend.
Look who it is.
Yeah. Susan George, the wonderful actress. Do you know Susan George?
I recognise that name. Why do I know it?
Well, she's a great actress.
Maybe that's it.
She has done many movies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to Google her?
Okay.
I think she went out with Prince Charles.
Oh. That must have been some time ago.
But she's doing an amazing, amazing charity event called Lasting Life Love Letters Gala Dinner at the Dorchester, where famous people are going to... say their love letters and stand and chat.
That's
it's going to be very
cute. So are you going?
Of course. Because her late husband, Simon McCormick, who's a very famous actor, tragically died of cancer and within months, and she's raising lots of money.
Okay.
Which is a good charity.
Well, it sounds excellent. When's this?
And it's on the 22nd of November, and there's still tickets available.
Please,
are you Scorpio?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Every boyfriend I've had has been a Scorpio. Mm,
that's why they're exes. Do you know what I mean?
They are. Well, yes. True.
Oh, and maybe I need to do some research about who I think may be your new boyfriend.
No new.
Oh, old.
There's no new. No.
I know it's happening. You're just not telling me.
I'm not saying a thing.
I know you're not. That's the problem.
But Scorpio are a hell of a sign.
They certainly are. Do you know who else is a Scorpio I discovered recently?
Taylor Swift?
No. Jodie Marsh.
Oh, Jodie Marsh! Of course.
Well, I may have just made that up.
Can I just tell you? What about...
What a connection!
She has, did you know, her outfit been auctioned for charity. You know the belts?
I do remember. That was how she became famous.
Something crazy amount of money.
Right.
I mean, now you talk about some of the outfits I wear. I mean, that was an outfit.
Yeah, but you wouldn't dare wear an outfit like that, would you?
Are you daring me? Are you daring me?
Am I daring
don't
you?
Don't dare me.
No, honestly.
I don't think
I can dare you because I know you'll do it.
All right, you've dared me. I'll do it. I'll do it for charity.
We're going to see your nips all over the
No, we're not.
Pages
They're covered.
Of the
They're
papers.
Covered.
Babes, you've thought that before, and then suddenly...
No.
They're being razored off by some gorgeous dress.
Where did you get that black gaffer tape that you used? I think
that
okay,
wasn't
online.
Me, that was Daily Star.
Oh, was it? It was so funny. My TV producer rang me like, thank heavens for black gaffer tape.
It's certainly true. But you could have done with someone the actual night, really, couldn't you?
I thought they looked mighty fine. Jeremy Vine loved them. He said I was the highlight of the evening. Thank you very much. My new best friend.
Jeremy Vine.
Yes, what's your seat?
Radio presenter extraordinaire.
Well, I know, but I don't know whether he'd handle our show.
No, I don't know if he would be... I don't know. I think he's quite funny, right?
He's quite naughty.
Yeah.
I think.
So what else is going to come up? Because obviously I'm going to be very sad. I'm not going to be here two whole weeks, Lizzie.
I can't believe you just threw this on me at the bar.
I know, sorry. At the bar.
At the Shilly Bar. next door. So you're not going to be here. Well, I'm with lovely Rosie, who is the fashion and beauty director.
She is
of OK Magazine.
She'll be here next week.
We're going to have loads of girly chat.
Ugh, boo.
Well, you're swanning about.
Well, I'm swanning about in Iceland.
I know, but you've been missing. I'll be out to Strictly. I'll have all the Strictly gossip. So I'm going to Strictly.
Well, I am coming back. I'm not leaving
forever.
I've
got a dinner with Bananarama. Do you remember Bananarama?
Bananarama?
Yeah, do you remember Bananarama?
Yeah, Robert De Niro's waiting. Yeah.
Actually, we could play some Bananarama. You remember the girl, Sarah...
I do remember them.
Do you?
Yeah,
they
just
were
about.
Number one.
Tell me, what are you going to be doing with them? You're going out for dinner with them then?
Yeah, we got dinner. There's lots of things happening, darling. I'll have to tell you all when you're back from Iceland.
Well, that makes me sad, so.
You're going to miss.
Do you know, we've got some Bananarama on the
up. Oh, I think we should play some. I'm very excited.
Should we play out to a bit of Bananarama?
Yeah, let's please do.
But yeah, we've... got plenty of other guests coming up in the next couple of weeks, haven't we?
We have got some of the best guests.
If we can get it all confirmed, right? Because, you know.
But I've got Ola, and who's got a new book from Strictly.
Ola Jordan.
So Ola is going to come in. She might be here, hopefully, when you're here. But you might not be here, actually, darling. So we got the book. Christina's coming in.
Your good friend Christina Rianoff.
She's coming in. There's a lot going on there.
Jesus. I'm missing out on everyone. I can't cancel my holiday.
No, we've got all the guests coming in. We've got, honestly, such... And I've got Bear. You'll be quite happy to miss him.
I don't mind missing Bear.
And many, many guests coming in, actually.
Which is thoroughly very exciting.
Well, it is exciting. But, and I'm Ali Ash and Daisy Lowe. We've got a Strictly... unbelievable
it's
show
making me
coming
sad,
up.
Lizzie, it's making me sad.
But darling, don't go. You chose to go to Iceland. Kerry Katona doesn't go anymore, but
then,
you are.
And then I'm going to Paris with Pixie Lott.
Well,
and Hard Rock Cafe.
That's quite nice.
Little night overnight stay in.
I love Ollie, her boyfriend, Oliver Cheshire.
I have a story to tell you about him, which I'll do off air.
Excellent. I love that man. Very
yes,
handsome.
He's very, very handsome.
Charming, sweet, and Pixie's lovely. You'll have a great time in Paris while I'm here with all the celebrities doing the show. I wonder who will be my co for that show.
We'll work co for the show. We'll work out.
I'm going to have a say in
we'll
that. Let
out.
Me just tell you.
Who would you want to?
I'm not even going to say,
but I am having
a say in my co-presenter.
I don't understand what you mean.
I'm adamant. I'm in a very forceful mood. I've spoken about Cheryl, got it off my chest.
You certainly
Philip
did get
Schofield
it off your chest. You and Philip Schofield have something
we
in common.
We stand together.
Your chests
united.
Are very similar.
No, totally.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, everyone, thanks for listening to Fubo Radio. I miss you when I'm away from you in the week.
Well,
we should do this every night, you know.
I know, we should, but unfortunately... the producers went less.
But guys, see you this time next week with me, Lizzie Cundy, and a new co-host, which
hopefully Rosie Underwood.
But we'll miss you, Stephen. Have a lovely time in Iceland.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Let's have a little bit of Bananarama to play us out.
Have
providing it's not one of the bad tracks on here. You know how this sometimes happens.
Come on, Bananarama.
Bye. This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.